Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Let everything have breath. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. You want to feel the Spirit of God? Amen. All you got to do is praise Him. All you got to do is draw nigh unto Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Draw nigh unto God, He'll draw nigh unto you. You lift up Jesus, He'll lift us up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. This church is life. Amen. The Word says that there is a way that seems good to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. I tell you tonight, folks, the Word tells me to be rooted and grounded in the faith. You got to be sound in doctrine. Amen. That you may be able to give an account of the hope that lieth within you. Amen. We're living in a day and time, amen, that men will not endure sound doctrine. Amen. They want to say we preach no doctrine. Amen. That is of the devil. That is a deception of Satan. Amen. Jesus Christ wants us to be rooted and grounded in His doctrine. Amen. The apostolic faith. Praise God that we can come out here together. Amen. And we can, amen, study. Thank you, Jesus. Bible study. Amen. That we may grow in wisdom and knowledge and the understanding of God. Amen. Apostle Paul said, study. See, we're talking tonight, study. Tonight is Bible study. Amen. Tonight, amen, we're going to get rooted and grounded. Amen. Tonight, we're going to see what thus saith the Lord. Therefore, when we worship, amen, we'll know who we're worshiping. Amen. And we'll know why we're worshiping. Amen. We're not going to be blind. Amen. But we're going to see. Apostle Paul said, study. To show yourself approved unto God, a good workman. Amen. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. So you see, hallelujah. If you don't know what thus saith the Lord, and you're asked, you will be ashamed. Amen. So we want to be always ready. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, you do study. You do search the Scriptures. Jesus spoke, amen, in His day. He spoke to the people and said, you do search the Scriptures daily. For in them you think that you have eternal life. Those people were searching for eternal life. They knew it was in the book somewhere. And Jesus said, those are those Scriptures which speak of Me. Hallelujah. To know Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. To know God. Amen. Amen. Tonight we're going to speak about, we believe in practicing genuine Christianity. Let's all say, genuine Christianity. That means there must be a true, genuine Christianity. And therefore, there must be a false doctrine. But we want to talk about genuine Christianity. Not professing Christianity and then living for the devil. Amen. Not amen by false actions, but by truth. If you have your Bibles this evening, I'd like for you to turn to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It's going to be on the screen. Amen. Sometimes I get going fast and the screen can't keep up with me. Hallelujah. But we want you to be able to see. Amen. It's harder to hold a person's attention when you quote a lot of scriptures and they can't see them. Amen. this screen makes it very good that you can see. Amen. And by the way, Jesus said, if you had not seen, you would not have sinned. But you in your pride and arrogance say, I see. Therefore, your sin remains. Amen. So you're accountable tonight. Hallelujah. I beseech you. Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, I beseech you, I plead with you, I beg you, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You may be seated. Amen. Lord God, be with us tonight that we may grow in wisdom and knowledge and the understanding of God. Amen. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. In the Old Testament, under the Mosaic Law, they presented the sacrifice of the blood of sheep and goats, amen, for their sins. But today, the Word of God says, I beseech you, brethren, that you present your own body a living sacrifice. That means you're going to put your flesh to death. That means you're going to crucify your flesh. That means you're going to mortify your members. That means you're not going to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. He that will save his life shall lose it, but he that will lose his life for Jesus Christ and the gospel's sake shall save it. If you're not willing to crucify your flesh, if you're not willing, amen, to sacrifice your natural life and the pleasures thereof, amen, you're going to lose your eternal life. But if you're willing to give up this natural life for Jesus Christ and the gospel's sake, then you're going to save your everlasting eternal life. Amen. Amen. Know you not that your body is the temple of God? If so be it, the Holy Ghost dwells in you. And if any man will defile this temple, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Think about what we're saying tonight. Amen. And be not conformed to this world. Everyone wants to be conformed to this world. They want to be part. They don't want to be separate. But be you, the church, the body of Christ, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have the mind of Christ, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. We are in the world, but we're not of the world, for we have been born again, born of God. We are not our own. When you were a sinner, you were the servant, the slave to sin. You might have thought you were free, but you were in bondage. You were bound, amen, under the things of the devil. Amen, and you did what you saw your father do. But we have been born again. We've been bought. We've been purchased. We are a purchased possession. We have been bought with a price. The precious, sinless blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus gave his life on the cross of Calvary to save us from an everlasting hell. We are a purchased possession. We were not bought cheap. Amen. We were purchased by the very blood of Emmanuel. God with us. God manifested in the flesh. We were purchased by the sinless, precious blood of Jesus. He has bought us, and now we have a new master. Amen. We are still not our own, but now, amen, we are in the possession, we are possessed of God. We are the temple of the living God. And if we defile our temple, oh Lord Jesus, I know I've fallen short. I know I've sinned since I come to you. But a good man, a righteous man, he can fall seven times and the Lord will lift him up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul says, I don't tell you this that you would sin, but if you do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous. Amen. Which will take away the sins of the world. Amen. Think about what I'm saying. We do not deliberately sin, but if we get our eyes off of Jesus, if we do sin, Lord, forgive me even my hidden sin, even the sin that I'm not aware of. Beware when you think you stand, lest you fall. We're talking about genuine Christianity. Amen. We're not talking about some plaything, some part-time thing, some Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning thing. We're not talking about living for God on Sunday and living for the devil the rest of the week. Amen. We're talking about, amen, sleeping, living, drinking, eating Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is not a part-time thing for us. Amen. This is not just an afterthought for us. This is our very life. Amen. This is our very life. What would you take in exchange for your soul? What would it profit you to gain the whole world? What would you give for your soul? Hallelujah. I want to walk on those streets of gold. Amen. I want, amen, to see Jesus Christ face to face. Amen. I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the rest of the Lord. Therefore, amen, we got to do some sacrificing. I beseech you, brethren, amen, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. We have the hope of Christ in us. Genuine Christianity, not lip service to God. Jesus said, these people, they worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. There's many people that say, yeah, yeah, Lord, amen, but their hearts are not with Jesus. Amen. You cannot serve God and Satan. You must cling to God, love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, while you're hating Satan and the works of the devil. Genuine Christianity. Charity. Hear me, charity. Godly love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting at verse 1. Amen. Thank you, Brother Jeremy. You're fast. Amen. Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels and have not charity, I'm become a sounding brass, a tinkling cymbal. You're just so much noise. Worthless. If it don't make a distinct sound, no one's going to know what to do. If the trumpet don't make a distinct sound, you are not going to know to prepare for war. Amen. Though I can speak with other tongues, even as the Spirit of God giveth utterance, and though I may utter, amen, things of angels, if I don't have the love of God in me, amen, it becomes in the ears of God no more than a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Think about what I'm saying. You're not impressing God. And though I even have the gift of prophecy, yes, we pray for the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost, but though I even have the gift of prophecy and I can understand all mysteries and I have all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains, if I have not charity, I am nothing. So we don't want to get puffed up in ourselves. We don't want to begin to think we're something. Amen. When we are nothing without God. But I will say tonight that you are special. You are special. You have this Holy Ghost in an earthen vessel. In a corruptible body, God has placed His Spirit. Amen. And the world is not worthy of us. Not because of ourselves, hallelujah, but because of Christ in us, the hope of glory. Because of the Holy Ghost in us. Praise God. So, yes, you are somebody in Jesus Christ. Don't let anybody ever tell you you're not. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ knows you by name. Jesus knows me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. No one else in this country may know me, but Jesus knows me. Hallelujah. Amen. He also knows what I'm doing. Oh. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, I take and sell everything that I have that belongs to the Lord, and then I give my body to be burned, which is the Lord's. And though I make all that sacrifice, if I have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. Charity, godly love. Listen to this. It suffers long. It's kind. Charity does not envy. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Charity does not behave itself unseemly. Boy, you tell about standing in front of a mirror. Charity does not seek its own. It's not easily provoked. Charity does not think evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoices in the truth. And Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Amen. Jesus Christ is truth. Charity also bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things for Jesus Christ's sake, for the gospel's sake, and for the church's sake. Amen. Charity, amen, puts the other person higher than themselves. Amen. Charity puts others before me. Amen. It doesn't take long to see what type of person you are. Amen. Because out of the abundance of your mouth, amen, out of the abundance of your heart, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaketh. Amen. Sooner or later, your tongue will tell. You catch what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You may sin in the closet, but the Lord's going to shout it from the rooftop. Amen. So therefore, I search myself and I ask God to forgive me, because I'd rather to confess my sin than have Jesus Christ reveal my sin to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't He a good God? Thank you, Jesus. He ain't no tale-bearer, and He ain't no gossip. Amen. But Jesus Christ will keep the matter to Himself as long as you're honest with Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Charity, godly love toward one another. Charity never fails. That's the question, or that's the answer. Preferring your brother above yourself. By this all men shall know that you are my disciples. You want people to know you're a disciple of Jesus Christ? By this all men shall know you're my disciples, because you have love one for another. Love one for another. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. Now, we say sin is sin. We're talking about doctrine. And we've even talked about one sin the same as one another sin. All sin is sin. But the Word of God says, if you see your brother sin a sin that's not unto death, oh, there must be a sin that you can commit that's not unto death. If you see your brother sin a sin that's not unto death, you can pray for him, and God will forgive him. God will recover him. But if you see your brother sin a sin that is unto death, I don't even ask you to pray for that. So then you go on and say, well, what sin's that? That's Amen. All manner of sin shall be forgiven, man. You can curse the Father and be forgiven. You can curse the Son and be forgiven. But he that blasphemeth the Holy Ghost shall never be forgiven, not in this lifetime, nor the next, but you're in danger of hellfire. And then the debate rages, what is blaspheming the Holy Ghost? Well, I can tell you one that I'm almost positive of, because in the same scriptures when Jesus spoke this, he went on to say, amen, if you say I cast out Satan by Satan, then who do your children cast him out by? They were saying that Jesus Christ was casting Satan out of folks by the spirit of Satan. Therefore, they were saying the Holy Ghost in Jesus was of the devil. And Jesus came right back and said, you can curse me, you can curse the Father, don't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't ever accuse the Holy Ghost in someone as being the spirit of the devil. You're much smarter to be quiet. You're much smarter to keep your thoughts to yourself and pray about it. Don't be quick to judge the other person. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? I will not fear what man can do unto me, but I will fear he that can cast body and soul into hell. And that's God. Your actions, you hear that? Actions will say much more than anything you can speak. Amen. It don't take long when I'm around someone to know what spirit they're of. Hallelujah. So if I got the wrong kind of spirit, I'm going to pray for the right kind of spirit. And if I come in here grumpy, amen, and complaining and sad sack, I'm going to try to put on a good face. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then when people say to me, how you doing? How you doing? Where is Brother Eric? Brother Eric says, how you doing? Hallelujah. And I can say, how are you doing? Amen. And listen, folks, I can say, I am doing better since I came in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's the truth. Every time I step through that door, I'm doing better, hallelujah, than I was before I came in this door. Thank you, Jesus. This is my sanctuary. This is my place to get away from my cares, my problems, my trials, and my tests, and for a few moments to enjoy the presence of God and put my cares and thoughts aside and get a little taste of heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 30. Amen. I think we're going to make this a little faster. It'll take a little longer than it was. But Jesus said there was this man, amen, who was on his way, amen, down towards Jericho, and he fell in among thieves, amen. And those thieves, they beat him up, amen. They stripped him of his clothing, and they threw him in the ditch, and they left him half dead. And then a little while after this happened, there come this priest by, and when he saw the man in the gutter in the ditch, that could be you or I in the gutter in the ditch, amen, in sin, amen. And here's a priest, a religious man, and he steps on the other side of the streets and goes on by and doesn't want anything to do with that man. Self-righteousness. Amen. So a little later, a Levite came by, which is supposed to be, amen, of a religious priest of the Lord. And when he saw the man in the ditch, he walked by on the other side. And then it talks about, we all know that term, the Good Samaritan. And now we know where it came from. Amen. It came from the Word of God. Amen. It was a Samaritan that came by. A Samaritan, amen, which the Jews looked down upon, which the Jews thought that they were better than. Amen. But this Samaritan had compassion, had mercy, and he took the man, he bound up his wounds, he put in the oil and he put in the wine, put him on his own donkey and took him to an inn, and there he treated him and cared for him, and there he told the innkeeper, you take care of him while I'm going, and when I come back, if I owe any more, amen, I will pay you. And then Jesus looked at them and said, now who did the will of God? Was it the Levite? Was it the priest? No, it was the Good Samaritan. And Jesus said, you go and do likewise. Hallelujah. We're talking about genuine Christianity. The genuine, amen, the real thing. Be a Good Samaritan. Your co-workers, your neighbors, your classmates, they see religious people everywhere. We need to show somebody something real. Genuine Christianity. James chapter 1, starting at verse 22. Then we'll go to 26 and 27. Amen. We're talking about doctrine. We're talking about being rooted and grounded in the faith. We're talking about truth. I'm talking to you tonight the words of life. What you do that you may inherit eternal life, that you may be like Jesus. Amen. Verse 22 says, "But be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." If you come in here and you listen and you hear and you let it go through one ear and out the other, and you don't practice, amen, what is being taught, if you don't become a doer of what's being taught, but you're only a hearer, you're being deceived. If any man among you seems to be religious and he bridles not his tongue, but he deceives his own heart, this man's religion is vain. I'm talking about is you as a Christian, if you do not take control of your tongue, amen, but if you become a gossip, if you become a busybody, if you become a talebearer, amen, your religion is vain. But pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep yourself unspotted from the world. Jesus, amen, through the word of God, said, "Come out from among them and be you separate, saith the Lord, holy and acceptable, and I will receive you unto myself, and you shall be called my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord." Come out from the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Therefore, the world hates us. It hated Jesus Christ first. He said, if they do what they do to me, a green tree, alive, then what would they do in a dry tree, us? If they hated Jesus, they're going to hate us. Come out from among them, be you separate. You can't be part of the world and part of the body of Christ. Amen. Genuine Christianity. We must allow God to tame our tongue. The tongue is an ungodly, wicked thing. And it will destroy genuine Christianity. Your tongue. James chapter 3, verse 5 through 9. "Even so, your tongue is a little member, but it boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body." This little tongue, this little member, will defile the whole body. "And it's set on fire, and that fire is set on the course of nature, and it's set on fire of the fires of hell." Amen. "Every kind of beast and every kind of bird, every kind of serpent, every kind of animal in the sea has been tamed and can be tamed of mankind." The word is saying that all type of animals can be tamed, but the tongue can no man tame. Hear that? But the tongue can no man tame. A sinner cannot tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil. It's full of poison. "With it we bless God," even the Father, "and with it we curse our brother, who is made in the image of God." That should not be, that out of the same mouth will come good and evil. Amen. You can't get salt water and fresh water out of the same well. A good tree does not bear bad fruit, neither does a bad tree bear good fruit. And we shall be known by our fruit. Hallelujah. Only God, hear me, only God can tame or sanctify the tongue. "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God giveth utterance." God tames our tongue. When we receive the Holy Ghost, God, amen, sanctifies our tongue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God continues to sanctify our tongue when we submit ourselves to His Spirit. your heart should condemn you when you do evil. When you speak idly, when you speak harmfully, your heart should smote you. You should be repenting already. If you find that you are not repentive and sorrowful for evil, you need to examine yourself. You need to get to the altar and get to the altar quick. Amen. I'm going to say something on my son, Ronnie. Hallelujah. I told myself when I got up here tonight I was going to be careful. But I just looked and I appreciate that. Ronnie told me, I am a repenting machine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I don't think there's been a day since I come to Jesus that I haven't told him I'm sorry sometime during the daytime. That's because I know what's in man. Whoa, thank you, Jesus. There's no good thing in the natural man, but I know what's in this soul. I know what he's given me, and I don't want to lose it. You understand? I don't want to lose the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I don't want to lose it. Hallelujah. You don't want to lose it. You've got to get rooted and grounded in the faith. You've got to get sound in doctrine. You've got to know the hope lies within you. You've got to study. Because, folks, amen, how are you going to know, amen, that the Word of God says, if the same Spirit that dwelt in Jesus Christ that rose Him from the dead, if that same Spirit dwells in your mortal body, amen, that same Spirit will quicken you. That same Spirit will give you everlasting life. It's going to take the Holy Ghost to bring you out of the grave. Hallelujah. It's going to take the Holy Ghost to go up in the rapture. Hallelujah. It's our ticket out of here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. To be absent from my body is to be present with Christ. This body here is going to the earth, amen, but my soul is going to heaven. Amen. Think about what I say. Hallelujah. To be absent from my body is to be present with Christ. Amen. There isn't anything going to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. I'm not going to the ground. Amen. I've got heavenly places to go to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm only coming back to the ground for a quick visit to get my new body. Hallelujah. And then to ever be with the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. See, there you encourage yourself. That's why we're talking about genuine Christianity. Genuine. Amen. Verse 17 says in James, well, James 2, verse 17 and 18. This is the last scripture. Amen. Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead. We're living in a day and a time that saying works is almost saying a cuss word. You tell denominational Christians, amen, that you've got to do a little something for Jesus Christ, and you're accused of being, amen, a legalist. You're being condemned and said that you're trying to earn and buy and work for your own salvation. And I say, God forbid, we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. But after having come to Jesus Christ, the Bible tells me that if your faith, amen, has no works, your faith is dead. So therefore, you show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Amen. Have faith in God. At Landmark United Pentecostal Church, you hear me now? At Landmark United Pentecostal Church, we believe in practicing genuine Christianity. God bless you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Church, let's all stand tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What we've heard tonight is a separating message. Now, don't let that word separate sound like a cuss word to you, as was said. Because Jesus said that we have to be ye separate, amen, and come out from this world, amen. So that we cannot just be different for different sake, but to be different for His sake, amen. What a wonderful thing to be set apart from this world because God wanted me to. To be a little bit different because God wanted me to. You see, you could go the same direction as this world, but all you're going to have is the same result as this world. But it's going to take somebody to step out of the beat of that drum and out of the rhythm of that river to be something different, to be something special. And so if you want to be something special, I want you to close your eyes, oyster tight tonight. If it's comfortable, you can lay a hand on a neighbor, a friend, a spouse. It's going to take each other to make it in this kingdom walk. It's going to take each other to make it in this walk with God. And it's good to know that we've got a church, we've got a brother, we've got a sister, that we don't have to feel isolated. We don't have to feel like we're on this island by ourselves. But hey, we're an army marching in the kingdom of God. Holy Ghost, I pray for these folks tonight, knowing that you can bless them, knowing that you can anoint each and every one of them tonight. Holy Ghost, let them bridle their tongues. Holy Ghost, we want you to control our tongues, to control our minds, to control our thoughts. And God, I want to pray for my brother, my sister. I don't know what he's going through right now. I don't know his situations right now. I don't know his circumstances right now, but I know that you can help him, God. I know that I lay them upon your hands to move upon. Holy Ghost, it's in Jesus' righteous name. And somebody said, in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Good word from God that we've heard tonight. Shake hands, be friendly. We'll see you Saturday night for the Hour of Power.